I'm still disappointed that in our bulletins for each Sunday, we haven't changed the name of this slot to the Sermuncle, which we decided was the kind of official name for what we're doing in these few minutes at the end of our Evensong service. Anyway, we'll stick with sermon. Sounds a bit highfalutin, really. I don't know if you grew up with people like me who seemed to have a proverb for every occasion. You know, the stitch in time saves nine, or a rolling stone gathers no moss, or never a borrower or a lender be. The early bird catches the worm, that was another favorite. And my grandmother's favorite, be sure your sins will find you out, as she found me cheeks stuffed with glacé cherries in the larder one day, but that's another story. Now, I'm sure we could put our minds together and come up with a ridiculous and probably an interminable amount of those kind of proverbs, but I'm not going to try and crowdsource a new book now. Some of these aphorisms are indeed wise and helpful. Others are just nonsense, sharing a worldview of a bygone age or perhaps some old nugget of folksiness pretending to be timeless truth. When we were in Kenya this time last year, Sabina and I picked up a book of African proverbs. And whilst we were delighted to find a number of them like, knowledge is a garden, if it isn't cultivated, you can't harvest anything. And Sabina's favorite, even the lion protects himself against flies. There were also a whole load that we didn't get, either because of the cultural references or that they were tied up with misogyny and patriarchalism. And so we come to this week's Hebrew scripture reading from the book of, yes, Proverbs. Popularly ascribed to Solomon, there is no hard and fast evidence that this great king did indeed compile this selection, but then again, nor is there any evidence he didn't. Wikipedia, that great source for Bible study, says, proverb is a translation of the Hebrew word mashal, but mashal has a wider range of meanings than the short, catchy saying implied by the English word proverb. Thus, roughly half the book is made up of sayings of this type, while the other half is made up of longer poetic units of various types. These include instructions formulated as advice from a teacher or parent addressed to a student or child, dramatic personifications of both wisdom and folly, and the words of the wise sayings, which are longer than the Solomon sayings, but shorter and more diverse than the instructions. So there's a variety of materials in this short book in our Hebrew scriptures, possibly or probably from a variety of sources. It's perhaps best described as a collection of collections. At times they seem to be arranged thematically, in other parts they seem to be thrown together haphazardly. And some of them are indeed wise, and others, I think they need to be ignored as the product, again, of patriarchy or a very narrowly defined cultural context to which we have no access on an intellectual or emotional level. They simply do not compute. So, you may ask, and I'm sure you often do, why am I saying all of this? Well, I think our approach to the book of Proverbs needs to be the same as our approach to the whole of Scripture, recognizing both the wisdom and the shortfall of these ancient texts. Some parts scream wisdom and access to a deeply spiritual place which we can reflect on, engage with, and allow to inform our approach to life. Other texts are obviously written for another time and another place. Some are mired in a worldview that, in effect, sees God as the author of and approver of genocide. Other parts are blatantly sexist or concerned only with the survival of a tribe or a culture, wrapped up in a particular view of ritual or cultural purity, or just plain wrong. And to take such an approach to our scriptures is not to dismiss or belittle them. It is to recognize the depth and breadth within them, and that even as we are interrogated by the deep and timeless truths within those words, we must also interrogate our scriptures to discern that which is useful, healthful, and wise. The writer Anne Lamott once said, "I take scripture way too seriously to take it literally." A nice summary of how we should recognize that our scriptures are nuanced, metaphorical, poetic, culturally rooted, and anything but simplistic or even simple. Though within the pages of our scriptures we will find values and teachings, spirituality, grace, love, hope, faith, which we can carry with us, it is equally true that there are things we must leave behind. Values which, thank God, the world has grown out of, and attitudes which no longer apply, and indeed some which should never have applied. Our task, in partnership with one another, in community, and with, I believe, the Spirit of God, is to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest, to quote an old prayer, from that wisdom which runs through the pages of our scriptures and waits to be found with eyes, hearts, and minds wide open. Thanks be to God. Amen.